You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, it is Wednesday, so you know that means it's time to talk our state's history with the help of our friends at the Michigan History Center.
I, Gerald R. Ford, do grant.
The other passengers there reluctantly gave up their seats, but I refused.
The young man makes up his mind to work. There's no limit to what he can do.
This is truly the next chapter in General Motors' recovery and turnaround.
You're living at a time of extremism, a time of revolution.
His face may have been one of the most famous on the silver screen, but his heart, it turns out it was in Michigan. We're talking about one of the early legends of Hollywood, silent film star Buster Keaton, and his most favorite spot on earth, Muskegon. Who better to tell us about this connection than Michigan High School Athletic Association historian and board member of the International Buster Keaton Society, Ron Pesch, back with us on Stateside. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
So older Stateside listeners, Ron, they will know about Buster Keaton, but perhaps our younger listeners, not so much. So just tell us a little about who he was and how Buster Keaton made his mark in Hollywood.
Well, he was really considered today one of the greatest film directors ever, but back in the 1920s, he was known around the world as contemporary of Charlie Chaplin's and a silent film star. He had produced a number of films in his own studio, silent comedies that were a hit.
When you talk about legends, especially from the silent era of Hollywood, Buster Keaton is right up there with Chaplin.
Absolutely. There were really three greats, and they were Chaplin, Buster Keaton, and Harold Lloyd. And they were the ones that turned lots of dollars in the box office.
And so we're talking about a man named Joseph Frank Keaton. What led him to Muskegon? How did he come to build these ties with West Michigan?
Well, Buster was actually born to a pair of vaudeville parents. They were working in medicine shows. And he was actually born in Pickway, Kansas, as the family passed through with the medicine show. As the years progressed, Buster became part of the family act. And back in vaudeville during that time, of course, they were performing in theaters across the states. But in the summertime, those theaters did not have air conditioning. So when the family traveled for performances in the summer, that usually led them to resort towns. And that brought them to Muskegon, which had a vaudeville theater right along the shores of Lake Michigan. The family came here in 1902 and 1905 to perform there. And on one of their visits, Joe Keaton, Buster's father, noticed that it was a very nice area, and he really was hoping to settle the family down for the summers when they didn't have to perform once they became more successful. And he bought property here. That led the family to Muskegon and invited a number of his friends from vaudeville to relax for the summer along the shores here. That started the actors' colony. For the next 10 years, Buster and his siblings spent their summers in Muskegon playing in the water and running up and down dunes around the area here.
Sounds pretty lovely. And then he went to Hollywood.
Correct. The family act broke up. Buster was actually born in 1895, and by the age of 21, the family act had broken up. He set off on his own to New York, where by chance he bumped into another film star, Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle. Arbuckle invited Keaton to his studio to see how things worked. Buster fell in love with it and starred in a film called The Butcher Boy with Arbuckle, and that started his film career.
So as his star rose in Hollywood, did he return to Muskegon? Was that kind of a refuge for him?
He certainly did. He did come back here on a few occasions. Once he hit Hollywood in the 20s, of course, that occupied most of his time. But he happened to bring both his second and third wives back to Muskegon to see the place that he called home.
Does Muskegon honor this legacy of being special to Buster Keaton? I know his birthday's coming up.
That's correct. He was born in October. And so what happens for the last 25 years is the International Buster Keaton Society has been coming to Muskegon to celebrate the connection between Keaton and this town. And they bring an amazing collection of people from literally around the globe. We'll have over 100 people here in about 2 weeks, October 4th and 5th and 6th. The International Buster Keaton Society will come here to celebrate. their connection to Keaton. Of course, what's happened over those 25 years, we've had a Michigan historical marker pop up down in the Bluffton area where the Actors Colony was. Today, there's a full life-size Keaton statue in front of the Frauenthal Theater in downtown Muskegon that actually came from Hollywood.
And I have to ask you about the International Buster Keaton Society and also the group. You call yourselves the Damfinos?
That's correct.
Tell us where that nickname came from.
Well, it's actually a reference to a joke in a Keaton short film called The Boat. Is built a boat that he takes his family out to sea in. They get lost at sea. He radios for help. And when asked the name of the boat by the person that received the SOS, he types in Damfino. And, of course, that leads to the joke, well, if you don't know the name of the boat, how can we rescue you? And then at the end of the film, when they finally land on shore, his wife asks him, and of course this is all in silence, where are we? And Buster mouths the words, Damfino.
What drew you, Ron, to Buster Keaton and to his body of work?
Well, as a young kid, the local television station around here started showing Harold Lloyd movies. And I thought they were great. I happened to talk about them to a family member who happened to mention that there was a silent film star that lived down along the shoreline here in Muskegon. And, you know, I asked who that was. They said, I think it might be Charlie Chaplin. I'm like, Charlie Chaplin lived in Muskegon? Well, later I found out, of course, it was Buster Keaton. I happened to see one of his films, The General, and I was hooked.
And are you seeing any kind of renewed interest in Buster Keaton and his work among younger people?
Absolutely. Thanks to the internet and the fact that back in the mid-90s, a lot of Keaton films were re-released on videotape and now, you know, Blu-ray and DVD. He's found a brand new audience. One of the amazing things to me every year with this convention that shows up is the number of young fans that happen to pop into town because they want to learn more. They're fascinated by what they see on television. Keaton was renowned as his own stuntman, and, you know, he was not afraid to put his life in danger for the entertainment of thousands. And, you know, he's got a number of people that follow him, amongst them Jackie Chan, Steven Spielberg, the folks at Pixar, all love Keaton films. And that's really introduced a new crowd to these classic 1920 films.
And again, the convention, you said, is October 4th, 5th, and 6th. So anyone looking to kind of dive into some appreciation of Buster Keaton, Muskegon is the place to be that weekend.
That's correct. And Saturday night in particular is the perfect time to be here. There's two Keaton films, The Cameraman and One Week, that are being shown at the restored Frauenthal Theater in downtown Muskegon. That's open to the public. And they're amazing to see those films as they were supposed to be seen, with an organ accompanying the action on the films and with a live audience that gets caught up in the story. And the laughter is contagious, of course.
Michigan High School Athletic Association historian and also board member of the International Buster Keaton Society's The Damfinos. Ron, thanks for sharing Buster Keaton's Muskegon connection with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.